Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling your financial opinion service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And, of course, the individual answers are confidential. May I name any nation of anyone in your house who works for a news media outlet? Like, for example, print, radio, internet, or television mail?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. In that case, ma'am, I would also like to know, are you 21 or older and registered to vote, ma'am?
Is anyone in my household that's registered to vote?
No, sorry, I'm asking you, ma'am. I do apologize. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm older.
Great. And I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president?
Yes.
Congress, another. Okay, you will definitely vote. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish Canadian, ma'am?
I didn't understand your question. What did you say?
Of course. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin by any chance?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race, ma'am?
African American.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, may I know what's your age?
I'm over 60.
Okay, over 50, right?
I'm over 65.
Oh, okay, thank you so much for that. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You may use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, ma'am. The first issue or concern I have in here is
Let me say this. Hold on. Your phone is actually breaking up.
Can you hear me better right now?
No, it's like it's breaking up, like, you know, when you're on a cell phone and you're in the wrong area.
Okay, let me
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, let me just go over the picture. Maybe you take a minute. Okay, so the first question, okay, as I was telling you, I have some
It's issues. Worse. It's worse.
Okay, what about now?
Mm-mm. It's still doing the blah, 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 blah.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
No.
I can also repeat myself anytime that you need, ma'am.
Huh?
I can also repeat myself anytime that you need.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I was telling you I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on? You may use a 10 if it is the most important.
No, because I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Maybe just give it a try one more time. Stay on the line.
Huh?
Okay. That's what I was telling you, ma'am. I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns, okay? Some people say they want the president in Congress must focus on. For each, they want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. It might be a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 now.
Darling, we're going to have to do this another time because I can't understand you.
Okay, ma'am. I'm very sorry about that. Let me call you right back, okay?
Bye-bye.